This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Melissa Idris with
Roshan Kanesan.
And you're listening to The Property Show, the program that gets behind the issues of property ownership. Now joining us on the show today, we have Samantha Tan. She is the co-founder of the property website propsocial.my. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Samantha. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about PropSocial. Is it fair to describe it as the Yelp of property?
Yes, it is, actually. PropSocial actually started about 4 years ago. You'll find that you actually get to do research of properties before you actually get to buy. Whether you want to find out who actually lives around your area, if you're an expat, you probably want to live in that community.
So yeah. How would you know who lives around the area? I mean, would you know who has bought property in that area before or... rented? Is there a user profile of property owners within the area?
Our data are actually from census.
What do your users provide to the app then?
We pride ourselves as we have this tagline: "Real reviews, real neighborhoods." Our reviews on the website is genuinely from the public, so we've got reviews coming in every day.
How many do you get in a day?
In a month, I generally have a couple of thousand.
So much like Yelp, where it's all user-generated content, you have to kind of get people to go to the site and commit to providing this information.
Correct.
So that other users will go to the site and get the information that's useful.
Correct.
But it's this kind of chicken and egg situation, isn't it?
Yes, and of course we started, it was a bit slow. Happy to tell you that we are over 1.2, 1.3 million page views a month now. So, you'll find that people attract people, reviews attract reviews. So
right,
that's how we are actually moving. And we are just rolling and rolling and rolling. It's getting faster and faster. That's part of the reason why we're growing so fast.
And how fast are you growing?
Last year itself, we have about, in total, on the average of last year per month, we have about 500,000 page views. And we are on 1.2, 1.3 million page views now.
Okay. I just want to go back to that line you had just now. Real reviews, real neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I like that. Because we have a lot. We have issues with fake accounts and bots and all of that.
Yeah.
So how do you go about verifying it? Do you have an issue with fake accounts and fake reviews?
Of course, I think all digital platforms will have. We have quite a stringent QC. Of course, we cannot be 100% certain because people come up with fancy things. When you think you're certain and they come up with something new.
It's an ongoing battle,
yeah.
I guess.
I guess it's a competition of seeing whether you can catch me or not.
Yeah, I guess, the concern is valid, right? So not just bots, but perhaps kind of these fake reviewers who perhaps have an agenda to push, have a property that they want to sell or have, a development that they want to, highlight. So I'm just wondering whether that's been ever a concern for a website like yours, that you want to make sure that these are, in fact, real reviews and not, anyone trying to push an agenda.
We actually, for people that actually leave a remark or, we've got a couple of thousand of, we call it leads coming in every month. People leave their comments. Can you get an agent to help me to actually view a property? I'm actually interested. Can you get a developer to call me? We have a couple of thousand every month coming in. And we are quite particular about it. I actually have a team of people calling every single query that actually come in and verify that they are real. This is how strong a QC that I actually have, because after that, I have to actually pass it over to the agents, pass it over to developers to actually close the gap between our users and our clients and our agents as well. I think that's a responsibility that we strongly hold on to.
Okay, so coming back to the information that you provide, so what is it that users are looking for? You mentioned earlier that they're looking for who's living there, what kind of, you know, neighborhood it is. What are some of these intangible factors that come into consideration when you're looking for a place to live? What are some of those things? Because, you know, I think about my own personal experience. It's not just about how many square feet and, yeah, you know, yes, what the price is. Yes. It's all these different things that come into play, right, Roshan?
Yeah, yeah, right now when I look at a place, I want it small. But when my parents were looking for places, they had a family. So completely different user behavior.
But also, you know, road access, highway access. If this is going to be next to a construction site, all these things come into play.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I wouldn't know if it's next to a construction site now.
And that's not permanent, right? Construction.
But basically, the site can tell you whether it's gated or gutted. It will give you the layout plan from what size to what size, who the developers are, whether it's pet friendly or not.
Oh, okay. And pet friendly. That's important.
Something a lot of people overlook, I think.
We also link ourselves to the maps where you can actually know what's around the area.
Makan places,
yeah. Schools, hospitals. You can even go and look at the review of cleanliness, the traffic around the area. You'll find that it's actually available on the site.
You know, what's interesting is that last time we used to do this due diligence in person, right? So you had to go to the place and scout it. And
yes,
now you just do it online.
Oh, we even have 360. You can actually look at the site 360.
And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about how digital platforms with all its new offerings can, in fact, impact the property market. I'm speaking to Samantha Tan, co-founder of the property website propsocial.my. More with the property show in just a few minutes. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. Hi, you're listening to the property show. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Melissa Idris with
Roshan Kanesan.
And with us this morning is Samantha Tan, co-founder of the property website propsocial.my. So, Samantha, you mentioned just before the break that you have 360 photos. So, you know, before I rent somewhere or buy a place, you would have to go and do your due diligence, go and check whether that place is congested or if there's makan places around, if it's near a good school. And now you can do that online, not even leave your house.
Don't have to leave your house to look at a new house.
I like that. That is true. So how do you think digital solutions like PropSocial have actually helped grow the property market, especially for property buyers and property developers?
Well, like Roshan says, you know, last time, what we need to do is then we have to search for the papers, then find out where the location is, go to the place. Digital make it beautifully easy for a lot of users. They get to do their little research online first, whether the location's okay, the traffic's okay, gated, guarded, is the size that one, is the developer that one. You do that before you actually go to the site and decide what you need to actually buy.
Right, so it's the next step. It is, we had classifieds and then we had digital classifieds, yep, and now we've got everything
online. User-generated review with 360. That's kind of cool. I think it's just the next step in the way we look for property. What are some of the other things that you're hearing? I guess I'm curious to know. I mean, you're a platform that has user-generated content. What are people talking about when it comes to the property sector? What else are you hearing from your side?
A lot of people want to know whether they are genuine agents actually over there. We actually have a very big platform of agents registered with us as well.
Genuine agents, what does that mean?
Genuine agents, those people that, you know, you pay a rent and then don't run away.
Right. Okay. So there's been kind of horror stories, is it, about being scammed out of...
I think a lot of people have a lot of horror stories on agents.
A little bit of a trust deficit over there?
Yes. Oh, imagine you actually go and buy a property and the agent tell you, oh, it's for sale, but actually it's not for sale. It's
really
happened before.
So are these agents kind of named on your website? Do people kind of say, well, you know, I've had a bad experience with this particular agent, watch out for this, or here are some of the red flags you should be watching out for?
We don't. We basically, our agents that's actually registered on our website, we require them to have an REN number registered as well when they actually set up the registration. So on a QC side, we are actually quite strict because we need to protect our users as well.
So there's no risk of an unregistered, someone claiming to be a agent, posing as an agent.
Unless there's a change of circumstances where we are not informed when they actually sign up, most of the time they are actually what we call genuine agents.
Right, okay.
So where are you seeing, I guess, people look for property? Where are some of the popular locations that are seeing kind of high demand?
Monkera, Puchong.
The usual suspects?
What's new?
Monkera still has a lot of demand.
Based on our records, you'll be surprised that the highest top three sale property is actually Monkera.
Every time I hear
Arada Mansara.
Okay. Yeah. So are you seeing a mismatch between supply and demand?
I think, and that's my own personal opinion, I think there is a little oversupply when it comes to certain properties. Landed properties are still in very much demand. You find that whenever there is a landed property launch, it's always, the take-up rate is always very, very
landed
high.
Landed property, yeah?
Yep. The oversupply of condo that is being said to be said is probably in certain areas where it's probably priced a little too high.
Do you also get involved in renting? Do you have any opinion on what the rental scene is looking like?
We actually have a platform where, and it's one of our highest traffic or page traffic that we are getting is actually rental and classified ads from the agents and also our users. So you find that when it comes to rental, like I said, we realize that the rental demand is still very high. We still get a couple of thousand of leads coming in asking for people, for agents to actually help them to look for a property to rent or to buy. So if you ask me, I would say that it's still a very healthy market.
Okay. And are these locations similar to the, we were talking about sales in Monkera and
Arada Mansara? Yeah. It's the same for rental and buying? Yeah.
Are they the same hot properties?
Actually, pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So people just want to live closer to the city, as close to the city as humanly possible without breaking the bank. Just a note on the secondary house market. These properties, are they new developments that are in popular demand? Is there a healthy secondary market for the property sector?
I would say that it's actually still healthy. Of course, the last couple of months, it may have slowed down, partly because there's a little change of government and environment.
Little change.
Just one in every 60 years.
Hey, small one. So I think market, when it comes to property buying, whether it's being bought by locals or it's been bought by foreigners, a lot of people actually look at how the economy or the government is actually running. Like you are actually asking, what are people actually talking about? People actually talking about government policies. They are actually asking how it's actually going to affect.
These are actual conversations on the site.
You'll find that we do actually do some articles to share with the public, and you find that there are comments. We actually have a discussion platform that's actually available on our site as well. So you find that.
So what are people saying? What's been the early assessment of housing policy under this new Pakatan Harapan government?
All sorts. It comes from different angles. You'll find that it's been MRT, it's been cancelled, LRT has been cancelled, oh, now it's been put back. Cancellation of this kind of infrastructure actually affects the economy quite a bit. Now it's been put back. It actually puts back the confidence of people into purchasing the property because that's actually part of living. You know, I don't have to drive, I can actually take public transport. You know, a lot of companies or even a lot of developers actually stress on the point, especially GLCs, on TOD, which is actually the transport hub.
So a TOD, the transit-oriented developments,
correct?
Right? Okay.
And that's why these LRT and MRT projects would directly affect property.
Yes.
Because if you've lost the station next to you and you bought the property, then how does that affect
your
valuation?
I can't be walking to work.
Not in this weather.
Or being stuck in traffic driving, right?
Yeah.
All right. So based on the data that you're seeing from your website, what's your outlook for the property sector for, say, the second half of the year?
I would say that it will continue to boom. Now that the, I would say, we have already stabilized quite a bit after the election, I think a lot of things has already settled down. Speculations are starting to go off as well as we are starting to see things coming into place. I would think that the property sector would actually continue to boom. It's slowed down for quite a bit the last couple of months.
No concerns at all? You may say that there's a boom, but there are other analysts who are quite worried, right?
Yeah, Ideas is particularly
Ideas,
vocal about this.
Definitely, the think tank. Yeah. I'm sure Bank Negara is also keeping a close eye on these overhang figures, so to speak.
Basically, everybody will still need a roof over their head. I would not think that there'll be a day that nobody will actually buy properties. Maybe in foreign buying, it would slow down a bit. But the next few months, when things are more in place, you find that even investors will be coming in. You find that investors will be shopping. Investors will be looking into Malaysia more. And we are also encouraging them to come in and so that the country can actually basically grow.
So you say investors, so these are not kind of first-time property buyers investing, so buying property as an investment?
Yes and no. For locals, you'll find that investors will be those people that there are a lot of seasoned investors around that go around buying properties, keeping, renting. You'll find foreign investors coming in as well. And actually, that's very important for the economy of Malaysia.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. So I want to say a big thank you to our guest this morning, Samantha Tan, co-founder of the property website propsocial.my. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
I'm Melissa Idris with
Roshan Kanesan.
And you've been listening to The Property Show. We've got the 10 o'clock news bulletin coming up next. Stay tuned on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.